is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-453. Topic on the table is violence against the state. It's something that, you know, now that this whole gun confiscation fear has bubbled up again, people are talking about. Last night some guy called in to kind of rattle the saber and let this, you know, people know that he's going to go down shooting and this sort of thing.
Down in a blaze of glory.
And I get it, man. I used to feel that way. And I've been very outraged and continue to be upset by the things that the people calling themselves the state do.
But the difference is you actually do something about it. Like, you've dedicated your life to doing something about it.
I'm not just bitching on the radio and arming
up. So many people out there, what they're doing is they're saying, you know, I'll kill them if they come for my guns.
Yeah.
Well, you know, guns aren't the thermometer of freedom. Guns are just a tool that shoots a projectile out of the end of it. If guns afforded freedom, we would have it in this country. And in a relative sense, this country is probably, it's certainly freer than on paper than many countries around the world. Others would argue that the actual effects of those governments in other countries could be less effective, so they're more free. I don't know. I don't know if that actually is the case. I can't make that case. But I can say that, you know, they had guns in Saddam Hussein's Iraq, you know, AK-47s.
Right.
That didn't seem like a free place to me. Guns don't make freedom.
So, here's a story that we've been teasing all night. From the Huffington Post, Anchorage, Alaska, a boyish-looking young man with a soft voice who spewed anti-government rhetoric and amassed weapons in a plot to kill federal law enforcement officials will spend nearly 26 years in a federal prison. Now, remember we were talking about in the last discussion about how people will perceive you if you use violence against the state. This is a mainstream, you know, somewhat mainstream media piece here, Huffington Post. There's the first paragraph. And what do you think about this guy already?
Well, my first question was, when he said plot to kill, I immediately thought, was it actually a plot or is that just the way they're wording the article?
You'll find out.
Like, did he really write out some specific plans? Because that's a plot, right?
To put a short answer on that, yeah, they had a plot to kill some government agents. But we'll get into those details here in a moment. But I'm just wondering, you know, this is how this guy is being perceived. Maybe he was a really sweet guy with his wife and child or children. I don't know how many he had. I know he had at least one. But maybe he was a really sweet guy, and I've seen a video of him, and he seemed like a sharp dude. Like, I saw a video before all this started to blow up a few years ago, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I saw a video of him giving a speech about, you know, rights, and they had this Liberty Bell system there, which was very similar to Porcupine 411. I think that was directly inspired by it, actually. It was one of those things where you can call, leave a message, and then it would be distributed to different recipients. But, you know, they were coming at their activism from a let's get armed, let's train, let's prepare for the end kind of perspective. And it shouldn't be a surprise when the end comes as a result of that kind of preparation.
I think to some extent you create what you concentrate on, too.
Yeah, for sure.
So when you're creating, you know, an armed revolt, you're liable to create an armed enemy against which to revolt.
That's right. Schaefer Cox was sentenced Tuesday in district court, U.S. District Court, on 9 felony counts.
And this is a point I haven't gotten to make up to this point, is there was a time, like Ian, you had talked about this, and in doing this show, even, there was a time when we were outraged and upset and, you know, that we had to have a line. You had to know when you were going to use violence.
Yep.
You know, we said things like that.
We did.
And I can tell you now when I, you know, think about, like, basically using violence against the government is just ineffective and won't work. That stance gives me much more hope than the stance of, I'm looking for that time when I'm going to, you know, drop trees over my driveway and get ready with my, you know, 50 cal to take them out as they come through the trees, whatever. You know, it's this unhappy place to be. And you might as well get happy, because the chances of you actually being able to take out any kind of government agents that are coming to get your guns,
the chances
between slim and none, because they're going to kick your door in at 4:30 in the morning and they're going to be pointing an MP5 at your head before you ever get a chance to do anything.
The 28-year-old is looking at has been sentenced to 26 years on 9 felony counts, including conspiracy and possessing illegal weapons. So again, he didn't actually hurt anybody. He just talked about it.
Nope, they're just writing it as, you know, he just talked about it.
The 28-year-old is the third and last member of the Alaska Peacemakers Militia. Ironic. To be sentenced after authorities used an informant to infiltrate the group. Cox came off at times as arrogant during his trial last spring, but he spoke with a very different demeanor during the two-hour sentencing hearing. He said, choking back tears, "I put myself here with my own words, and I feel horrible about that. And I hurt my family, and that's who's really paying."
Yeah, it's true.
Federal prosecutors portrayed Cox as a dangerous militia leader who helped stockpile a huge cache of illegal weapons while plotting a strategy.
By the way, the government officials don't care one whit if they gave him 26 years. Do not care one whit
about
his family, about his contrition. None of these things matter.
Nope.
You know, once you put yourself in their sights, you give them the opportunity. It doesn't matter. Like, he could have moved every person in that courtroom with his voice. It doesn't matter.
So they had stockpiled a huge cache of illegal weapons while plotting a strategy to one day kill judges, state troopers, and other government officials. According to prosecutors, Cox believed his group would eventually need to take up arms against the government and be sufficiently armed and equipped to sustain a takeover of the government or become a new government in the event of a collapse. Cox came to the attention of the FBI in late 2009 after speeches in Montana that claimed the Fairbanks militia had 3,500 members and was armed with mines and other military weapons. But the group had only about a dozen members and, according to the judge, never trained for military duty. As the investigation unfolded over more than a year, the FBI eventually used an informant to infiltrate the group. He recorded more than 100 hours of conversations. Cox's attorney, Nelson Traverso, claimed during the trial the case was an overreach by prosecutors and an attempt to silence Cox and his offensive but protected speech. Cox once told a state judge that some militia members would sooner murder her than appear before her, and told an Alaskan state trooper that the militia had officers outgunned. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Skroki said that Cox eventually crossed the line, separating offhand comments about killing someone to the formulation of plans to do so. He and other members hatched a plan intended to kill two government officials for every one militia member who was killed, a strategy known within the group as 2-for-1, or 2-4-1. It's written both ways.
A crappy deal.
The numbers 2, 4, and 1, and then 2-for-1.
I mean, really? You think, what? What a crappy deal.
What do you mean a crappy deal?
Well, I'm not giving my life for two government employees. No, thanks.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Somebody in this militia thought it was a good idea for them to go down in exchange for the lives of three people dead?
Well, if the idea here, Mark, was to intimidate the government officials into letting them know, put them on notice. Look here, boys, you take one of us out, we take two of you out. That was the suggestion.
Oh,
there.
I see. So if one is killed, then they take two lives of government officials. I thought we were talking about some kind of, essentially a suicide bomber situation.
No.
Where, okay.
This is an intimidation tactic, but this is what got him put in prison for 26 years. The plot to take the lives of government employees. So, we continue. Cox, along with the militia foot soldiers Coleman Barney and Lonnie Vernon, have been sentenced in the plot. His new lawyer had him undergo a psychological examination, which indicated he suffered from paranoia disorders, which said he could be treated with drugs and counseling. Cox told the court Tuesday, "I put a lot of people in fear by the things I said. Some of the crazy stuff that was coming out of my mouth, I see that, and I sounded horrible. I couldn't have sounded any worse if I tried. The more scared I got, the crazier the stuff. I wasn't thinking. I was panicking." And I think that's a really revealing statement from Schaefer Cox, and that is that the more scared he got, the crazier the stuff he would say. And the people who say these things are coming from a place of fear, and understandably so. The government is scary. They do horrible things to people. They kill innocent folks. They lock up innocent people in prison. They sometimes beat them to a pulp, sometimes beat them to death. So there's no doubt people are scared, and it's a natural response when you're scared to run to violence and to run to, the lashing back, the fighting back, the cornered animal kind of circumstance. But I think that we should try to overcome those feelings.
I think that if you're going to suggest it, you should at least have a plan that works, because none of them yet have.
855 453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you a little bit more about Schaefer Cox and his tragic story, because this guy, I could have been this guy. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you'd like. 855-453 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. We've got listening choices. Live streams are there around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live all free on our broadband, midband, or narrowband streams. Three different size bit rates. 4 different internet connection speeds, and there's also our radio listening options, including over 100 radio stations from coast to coast on AM and FM that air the show at various times throughout the week. In addition to that, we've got satellite listening choices like XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long. Plus, there's also our free-to-air KU band channel, which is available across North America. You can get more details on all those options over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get tuned into the webcam, which now features 2, count them, 2, camera angles. The big thing with the webcams is that you're supposed to have a close-up in the webcam world, as I understand it. This is what we're told by people that know, apparently.
Yeah.
And so,
experts, people from out of town.
Yeah, for a long time we've just had the one camera just kind of back in the corner sort of perspective where you get the whole wide shot of the studio, which I think is important to have, but they say that you should have a close-up of somebody. So right now, people can see your beautiful face, Mark.
That's right.
On the webcam.
My beautiful face.
I don't understand it.
That's because Julia didn't want to do it.
That's true.
I come in and there's a camera that's like literally 12 inches away from my face. No, I don't
like
that 48 at all.
Inches.
Yeah, it's
okay, whatever. It's really close. I don't like it.
On the cam at the cam.freetalklive.com, they're calling it the nostril cam.
Yeah, exactly. I do not want to be on the receiving end of that.
Listen.freetalklive.com. You can go there and learn more how to get tuned in. And also, the listen lines are available that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. We're talking about a story involving a man named Schaefer Cox. He's 28 years old, and unfortunately, the next time he'll be seeing the outside of a prison cell, he'll be approximately 50 years old. He's been sentenced to 26 years in prison because he was scared, and rightfully so. I mean, he admits here that he was frightened to death of the government, and he got violent in response to being afraid, or at least planned to get violent. He talked a lot about being violent. He spoke openly and publicly about his militia in the Fairbanks, Alaska area, bragging about how many thousands of members it had. In court, they claimed that he only had 12 members, but he was bragging a lot about how many members that they had and all the guns that they had and that they had the state outgunned. And then privately, allegedly, now I haven't heard the tapes, so obviously we're taking the summary, this article's summary's word for it, but the claim in the case is that the informant, the federal informant, had 100 hours worth of conversations that had been recorded, which included discussions of creating what they called the two-for-one plan, wherein if a militia member were killed, that the militia would strike back against the state agents and kill 2 state agents for each militia member that was taken out. So we continue the story here. He took sole credit for any blame and apologized for putting his wife and 2 small children, this by the way from HuffingtonPost.com, ages 2 and 4, into a position of pain and uncertainty. He said it was important to him to provide his children, both their parents, a home where they could grow up. He says,
"I was good luck with that."
He says, "I was so scared that something would jeopardize that I wound up running right into the very thing I was running away from."
Also, I'd like to point out that whatever contrition, genuine or otherwise, that they've got from this guy today, 20-something years in prison, because he probably won't do all 26, but he will do about 85% at least in federal prison, is going to suck all that contrition out. Like he's, you know, having been in prison myself, I see the kind of bitterness that occurs when somebody believes that they're fixed on the inside. And then, you know, inside of them, and then they have to do years and years worth of prison after that. That person's, fixing turns to bitterness. Mm-hmm. And you can say whatever you want about it. They deserve it.
So he could be worse off when he gets out, is what you're saying.
He could be worse
mentally
off and more dangerous when he gets out than when he went in. That's all I'm saying.
I believe that.
His new tone didn't sway the lead prosecutor in the case. "Our view of what Mr. Cox said to the court is really contradicted by his actions," said Skroki, who sought a 35-year term for Cox. At the end of the trial in June, Brian said he wrote down observations about Cox, which included paranoia, grandiosity, narcissism, egocentricity, and pathological lying. He said the paranoia diagnosis from the defense's psychological exam may supply some reasons for some of Cox's actions, but it does not provide excuses. And if it's a true diagnosis, Brian says Cox will need long-term care to treat it, something the judge said he wasn't sure he would get outside of jail.
He's not going to get it inside of jail either.
Brian also noted Cox was never so ill he didn't have followers. Under previous federal sentencing guidelines, no longer in place, Cox would have face life in prison with no opportunity for the judge to consider a shorter sentence. Murder, conspiracy, and other charges against the men were thrown out of a state court in October 2011 after a judge ruled audio and video recordings made during the six-month FBI investigation into Cox and the militia were not admissible because they were made without a search warrant and therefore violated the Alaska Constitution. The FBI, however, has wider authority to obtain warrants, and the charges remained in federal court. So
I thought it was strange that this was a federal charge.
Lonnie Vernon was charged with conspiring to kill public officials, amassing weapons, and along with his wife planning to kill a federal judge and an IRS official over a tax dispute. On Monday, he received the same sentence as Cox. His wife Karen was sentenced to 12 years in prison, and one of their other alleged accomplices was sentenced to 5 years in prison on weapons charges. So that's what plotting violence got a group of people up in Alaska who, had you had a conversation with them, probably would have been pretty liberty-oriented folks. I mean, again, I saw a video with this guy in it back in the late aughts, and I liked a lot of what he had to say. I was totally with him, but I'm not with him on the use of violence as a solution. I get it. It's frustrating, and I get it. The state is violent. But it's not a winning solution. And as you pointed out, Mark, nonviolent solutions have been more effective than violent solutions. And they're waiting for you to be violent. They're trained for you to be violent. This is what they're excited for, the opportunity to swing a club at you or hit you with something or shoot you with a taser or an actual firearm.
This is why I think it's really important as a liberty lover to have a wide variety of interests and find other things that make you happy besides sitting on the internet and watching police brutality videos. Because you just have to have things to look forward to. If you just sit and watch all of this stuff all the time, it's depressing.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's hard when you're first getting into the ideas of liberty to to diversify, but
right.
I think there's a lot of advice.
The ability to turn it off is important for your happiness, for your own personal happiness.
So I think I've made my point here. I think it's sad what's happening to Schaefer Cox, but I won't stand by him. There's a group online, Stand by Schaefer Cox. You know, support Schaefer Cox, and I can't. As much as I might have agreed with the guy as far as his political statements were concerned, I can't stand by somebody whose advocacy is violence will solve this problem.
He certainly didn't stand by that statement.
After the fact, yeah. 855-453.
So maybe you should stand by him now.
855-453. I can empathize with him, and I feel sorry for him, because I know I could have been in that very same position. And I'm glad I'm not, and I'm glad I have rejected the ideas of violence as a solution to the state's violence. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Live 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Mark's got an email that he would like to share with us. We'll get to that. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want if you make the call at 855-453. Hey, join us at the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in about 5 weeks from now, I think, the 21st through the 24th of February. You can join us at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel for a weekend of fun and interaction and socializing with other people who think a lot like you, people who love the ideas of liberty and who are willing to actually do something about it. People, many of them, who have joined the Free State Project. Several have made the move, as have we. Over 1,000 people have already made that move, and many of those 1,000 will be at the Liberty Forum. Usually it's several hundred people there, maybe like 500 for the whole weekend, basically. And you'll get to see great speakers like Tom Woods. He's one of the two keynote speeches. I believe the other keynote has yet to be announced, so we'll certainly let you know when that announcement happens. But Declan McCullough will be there from CNET. In addition to that, I believe Cory Doctorow, Pete Eyre from CopLock.org, and a number of other great speakers. Jeffrey Tucker from Laissez-Faire Books.
I really enjoyed him the last time.
He'll be returning. And also returning, Jack Spierko is back. I believe he was there last year as well. So you definitely want to come out to this. It's a lot of fun. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and you can learn more about the event. You can get signed up there, and you can use our discount code and save yourself an additional 10% off of the already shockingly low prices. If you've never been to a convention before, you don't know how affordable this convention is. Most conventions that I've been to, at least, are for $400. This thing, $209. Yeah. And we paid $400 a ticket for an industry convention before, Mark, that is half of the time of this. This is a full weekend. This is all Friday, all Saturday, Thursday.
Thursday evening and Sunday morning. You get the full weekend covered by this, and it's a great opportunity to meet your future neighbors
and
here in New Hampshire.
Most conventions, you're talking about just $200 ticket, most conventions don't include meals.
That's right.
Necessarily.
Well, if they do, then you're paying through the nose for the ticket. In this case, you get five meals for that $209 ticket. And again, use code FTL2013, knock a 10% off of that $209 cost, and you're down below $200. So you get to get into this great event, meet amazing people, people that are actually doing something about freedom and are actually having an effect when they do it. It's an exciting event to be at. Of course, we're going to be broadcasting live every single night. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it and get yourself registered. Look forward to seeing you there for that. Let's change gears a little bit here. I think we've beaten the violence horse to death, so to speak. And, Mark, you had an email that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, this one came in actually through our Facebook page. I'm not sure that we always see these messages. We probably should do better at scouring the messages there. But I happened to get this one. This one's from Jeremiah. He says, I really enjoy your show, and I'm new to the Liberty Movement. I voted Libertarian for the first time in the latest presidential election. I only have one complaint. I was listening to your show that spoke on the RFID chip for high school students. In that episode, the hosts described and generalized all military members as people who seem to be followers and not willing to question infringement of our rights because we're in the military. This is a silly accusation. I'm new to the libertarian movement, a real small government movement, but not a dumb blind follower. I was Republican when I was young and religious too. Then I became more liberal leaning, and as I grew older, finally seeing the light. I've been in the military for 14 years. That's 6 years from retirement. Should I just say screw it and get out simply because the government makes silly decisions? What can I do? And, I think that this is, it's certainly something we need to address on the show more often than we probably do. We don't always get the opportunity to do it. But, here it's a guy in the military who's, found the ideas of liberty. And I've got to say, I found the ideas of liberty initially through people in law enforcement. There's lots of people who work for the government who get the ideas of liberty. They really do. And I don't think that you necessarily can't work for the government and be a good libertarian or whatever.
It's got to be hard.
Yeah. But, it has to be sort of somewhat grating, especially in the military. I mean, it's got to be difficult.
Well, I think that there are lots of government professions out there that absolutely would exist if there were no government, and let's say we had small communities and each community was able to make their own rules, right? Like, so maybe not the military as it exists, but there would be security. And so that kind of takes care of, like, police and military. Mm-hmm. There would be teachers and firemen, and all of these things are services that people would want. And so I try hard not to judge people who work for the government, especially if they've worked for it for a while and then they come around to liberty. I wouldn't advise anybody quit their job today because you have discovered the ideas of liberty.
But what if your job is to kill people?
Is this gentleman killing people?
The military, right?
Not everybody in the military kills people.
Let's presume
Okay, so here there's statements in people in the military. I understand where you're coming from. Plenty of people have OISs or something like that in their jobs in the military where they don't necessarily pick up a rifle. But there's a statement about the Marines that every Marine is a rifleman. Or riflewoman, I suppose. Every Marine is a rifleman, and I think that this really comes, this holds true for everybody in the military. Ultimately, everybody in the military is employed by the government as a soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guard, whatever. I mean, their job is to pick up a gun and fight if they're told to.
Or
their job, maybe they'll never be told to fight, but ultimately their job is to support an organization whose job it is to go and kill people. So if you're packing boxes, if you're cleaning floors, if you're emptying toilets, if you're doing some sort of menial labor and you never see, the flash of battle, that doesn't mean that you're not actively in a support role that is enabling the killing of other human beings.
So the military is an organization that I think definitely is one of the worst government organizations to work for because of that nature. And so that's something that I personally wouldn't feel comfortable doing. Like, I might, let's say I was like a teacher or, you know, like the city clerk or something like that. I wouldn't feel as bad about doing something like that as I would about being in the military. But that said, you know, if he's just coming across the ideas of liberty, I wouldn't advise that he just quit his job. I would say, finish out your term, and then while you're finishing out your term, why don't you think about other things that maybe you could do that would be a little more productive and helpful?
I tend to agree. I wouldn't, you know, I'd feel very badly about, you know, giving up however many years he's, you know, 14 years or whatever he's been in, you know, 6 years from retirement. I don't think I'd be willing to do that to my family either. And I've met plenty of libertarians who have come out of the military, taken their 20 years and done it. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
But there is something wrong with killing innocent people.
I hope that he takes, you know, he asks questions. I hope that he refuses orders that, you know, put innocents in the line of fire and, you know, those kind of things. I want to, you know, I do want to have libertarians in the military. I do want that, but I want them to actually take a stand, too.
Well, right.
Because otherwise, it doesn't make any difference.
Right, and I don't have his email in front of me, but isn't he suggesting in there that you know that we think that he should do something differently? That you know that we think that he should.
Well, what he said was here that basically that in an episode the hosts described and generalized all military members as people who seem to be followers and not willing to question infringements of our rights because they are in the military.
I don't think that that's too inaccurate. I mean, there are now and then, you know, there's the occasional member who does take a stand.
You really can't make a statement about all of any group of people, right?
There's always exceptions. Now and then, there are some exceptions. But for the most part, most people do what they're told in the military.
Yeah, when the order comes down, Jeremiah, what do you do in that circumstance?
Right. If you're ordered to kill innocent people, are you going to do it? Because it's your job? 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Should members of the military refusing to follow orders? If they love the ideas of liberty, should they stand up for them while under the auspices of working for the state? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up whatever you want as well. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything that you like here with Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can order Victimless Crime Spree. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is available for pre-order right now at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. I've been talking with Derek J. He is going to be making an appearance at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So yet another reason to come to the Liberty Forum is to get to meet Derek J. And he'll be making a swing up here on his exile tour to drop in for the Liberty Forum and sign people, you know, sign your DVD or sign your DVD case, and we'll have, hopefully we'll have those available there in person to sell and get your signatures or get his signature. So go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. You get the Director's Cut DVD, which has heretofore not yet been seen publicly. I'm really excited about it. It's a great version of the film. It's been tweaked. There's a whole new soundtrack, special features. They're loaded. This disc is loaded with special features. Two commentary tracks, which is way above and beyond the Call of Duty for a standard DVD. And this also has a half an hour long Q&A session from the movie premiere, which is kind of give you some unique insights into the creation of the film, as well as something like 7 hours of bonus content packed onto this dual-layer DVD. You will not be disappointed with this. And, of course, having a disc is a better way to show the movie. You know, the average person doesn't have a large computer monitor to watch a movie on. If you're going to watch a movie, you've got a bigger screen TV, it's better to put the DVD in a drive and watch it that way.
Yeah, it's a nicer way to watch it.
So go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Again, that's order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Place your order today. The movie releases to the public. Street date is Tuesday the 22nd. Now, Mark, you've been sharing with us an email from a member of the military,
yep,
who's coming, you know, in touch with the ideas of liberty. He likes a lot of what he's heard about the ideas of freedom, but he's taking issue with the way that we've characterized people who are in the military tonight.
Yeah, and he's asked, you know, essentially, what can he do? He says it's difficult and challenging to try to support and defend a constitution that seems to get trampled on, but if I don't, who will? And Jeremiah, I thank you for writing this email. I don't want to make it seem like we're preaching to you or anything like that. Everybody's got their own. Everybody participates with the state. And the question is how much and that kind of thing. So I'm just trying to give you some ideas here. But let me ask you this. The Constitution's very clear about declaring war against countries and how that's done and all that kind of thing. It hasn't been done since 1942. Are you, by participating in the military at all, currently supporting the Constitution? I mean, if the Constitution says you're supposed to declare war, the United States is apparently at war with, like, you know, Afghanistan. You know, they've got troops active in Somalia, Yemen. They're all over the world right now. They've had them in Libya very recently. None of these things are constitutional, really. They're extra-constitutional conflicts. So, where do you come down on that? How do you rectify that in your mind? I don't know. For me, I would have a difficult time with it. He says he's proud of his service and would get out if he was forced to do something unconstitutional to someone. But, you know, for me, I don't really care about the Constitution. I don't think it's a moral guide. What I care about is doing something immoral to somebody.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of collateral damage that goes on in the military. I think the number was 170-something children have been killed in Barack Obama's drone warfare. I mean,
is that all?
Children.
170.
In the drone warfare,
gotcha.
Specifically.
Okay.
And, these are kids under the age of 12, you know,
yeah.
Probably not terrorists. How do you rectify the civilian casualties in one's mind? You know that it would not be okay for me to go after a burglar or, some terrible person who'd come done some awful things in my house by going out of the street and shooting after him. And if some of those bullets went off into somebody's house and killed their kid, that would be murder.
Right, and nor would it be okay for you to blow up the house in which the burglar was living if his family were there. And it wouldn't be all right anyway because he didn't kill you. You know, he just stole something, so it's not appropriate to use that kind of level of force to bring someone to justice who hasn't actually used that level of force on anyone else. But, you know, let's say he was a murderer instead. You're after a murderer, and he's hiding out in his house with his family, who did not murder anyone.
You don't blow the house up.
Right.
And this is kind of the way the military solves problems. And traditionally, this is how militaries have solved problems. There's a lot of a long, long lineage of excuses for hurting civilians when it comes to the military. For me, I just see them as just another organization. They're just another organization, and aggressing against an innocent person, and I don't care what their nationality is not acceptable. And whether you do it intentionally or negligently or whatever, accidentally, any of these things, it's not okay. And it's reasonable to assume if you participate in whatever way. I don't know what Jeremiah's job is in the military. Maybe he just, maybe he's got some kind of job back in the States or whatever. But, if you were asked to do such a thing, then what do you do? Lots of people are being sent over to Afghanistan, and it's hard not to call people fighting the U.S. government in Afghanistan. I mean, what would you do if there's this foreign occupying government there in here in the United States? What would you do?
A lot of people would fight them.
A lot of people would. And I'm not going to say that they're wrong or right. It would depend on all the circumstances that go into it. But how do I know that this Karzai, who was definitely set up as a puppet dictator at one point, how do I know that he's been duly elected? How do I know that? Because I frankly don't trust the United States military to make sure that there's a good election to keep their puppet member in. I don't trust the puppet member. I don't trust the Taliban. I don't trust any of those people. So I can't really pick sides. The only side I have here is people who haven't done anything to anybody and just don't want to be involved. And I get why somebody might fight a foreign occupying organization. I'm not going to call those people terrorists. Some of them may be terrorists. So maybe they came there after doing some terrorizing elsewhere. But
others might be freedom fighters.
I can't even imagine that there are any Americans out there that wouldn't be completely outraged by another country's government military presence somewhere in the United States.
But the United States has military presence in more than 130 nations around the world.
I know, and it's awful. But people, for some reason, it's like because we're the United States, it's not a problem, right?
Well, yeah. Anything that the United States does is wholly moral and totally okay. Killing when the military does it is completely blessed by God.
Some people believe that. Yeah. I don't believe that that's Jeremiah here. I don't think that he's one of those guys. And I met lots of people in the military that, you know, they have some level of criteria. But it's really difficult. When the order comes down, what do you do?
I personally would not be able to shoot a child. And even before I was a libertarian, I never would have been. I wouldn't be able to shoot a person. And I mean, for that reason, I would never join the military, and I never would have back then either. But if I, for some reason, had and that order came down, I'd rather go to jail than kill some people.
None of them believe that they're willing to kill a child. It's just it kind of happens. I mean, there's the story that came out of, was it Slate.com? Or
the drone guy?
Yeah, Der Spiegel, I think it was.
The guy that walked off the job, he's not going to
kill
anybody
anymore.
Yeah,
after years, his first bombing, he blew up a kid, and he stayed months and months and months after that. He has PTSD from watching a video screen, and I totally believe it. I absolutely believe he has it. You know, I don't think that that helicopter pilot in the collateral murder video intended to shoot kids. I don't think he intended that.
It probably wasn't the pilot who shot them. Probably a gunner.
No, fine. I don't know who does what. I think that was that video. Maybe it was another video. But you know, I don't know why drones are apparently, according to some news reports, doing double taps, meaning that, you know, they drop a bomb and try to get some terrorists, and then when some people go to help the people that have been blown up, they come back and they bomb again.
That just sounds like terrorism to me.
Well, what's the active operative difference between a government and a terrorist?
The government gets good press.
I mean, you know, a terrorist wants to rule somebody by force of violence. They want to change their behavior by force of violence. What does the government do?
Same exact thing.
What is a war?
The government is a group of terrorists. They've just managed to control the PR in such a way that makes them look like the heroes. And it's brilliant on their part. We're out of time for tonight. But
Jeremiah,
we'll,
thanks for the email.
Yeah, indeed. And actually, that wasn't even an email the whole time. It was a Facebook message, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sort of like an email. It's sent to you on Facebook.
Yeah, but not really an email. Email's kind of on the way out. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves tomorrow night. I don't know why I'm giving you the number right now. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
because bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.